Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, interesting, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. I always say this other than the alien shows, because you know what? An alien show late at night, driving across Nevada.
They're pretty good.
Late, when there's a storm going, and your car's starting to sputter, and the gas tank is getting low, and you're by yourself.
And you see a gray man sitting out there with great big eyeballs.
You've got to be playing those alien shows later. That is the ultimate thrill. Forget going on a roller coaster. That is a thrill.
True.
Now, Joe, did you hear? Did you see the alien come down and snatch your wife? Yeah, I did. He took her right away. Took the car also, the 1979 Dodge Dart.
Apparently they want to probe the dart and see what's going on with it.
Well, remember, you know, if you want to call in and talk to us, it's 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or email us after the show. A lot of times people hear this later as it's replayed or simulcast. You can always go to our website at www.radiolawtalk.com and look at the podcast. You can search by topic. You can put down any topic, and it'll find it for you, our show, and you can go listen to that show, especially coming up next week or the week after. It's Christmas time. So it's very important to use us and use those shows and our quotes around the dinner table to just snatch that Uncle Joe when he brings up the – you know what they say. And my brother and I were last night at a game, and my brother said, and I brought this up to him, and he said, it cracks me up, you always say that they say on your show. And he said, you know what I hate worse than anything? I said, what? He said, I hate people that say, and what not? Yeah, and what not? What is what not?
A lazy language habit of saying, yeah. I have more to think on this, but I can't think of it right now.
Right now, or what not. Yeah. You know that this is the way it is, and what not. What's what not? So, again, if they bring up the they say or the what not, you've got Radio Law Talk to help you out. This hour, we're going to do a case or no case. Last hour, it was so exciting because I won 2 points and Denise and Todd did nothing. Mm. And we're going to talk this hour about the latest divorce news. There's some lawsuits that are very interesting. We've got to talk about Rudy Giuliano's divorce. It's like a car crash on the side of the road. You got to look. And it's interesting some of the things that they fight over. And we're going to talk this hour about some of the interesting things that we have heard and witnessed and dealt with in the courtroom of what people are fighting over in divorces. Denise has some great stories. I've got a few I've heard from individuals, but we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into a little bit about Taylor Swift's latest lawsuit when it comes down to the copyright issues of songs. So before we go on and do any of that, the most important thing, Cal, is to roll case or no case.
Okay, I think I'd like to do that, but I'm not going to roll the open because
okay.
My little
right.
And
that's
I think
fair.
Well, maybe I will. It's a hard choice. All right, here we go. Here's the
now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, we are all familiar with Ray Kroc, the conniving man who took an engineer's approach to fast food, stole it from the inventors, basically, worked all the way around it, completely overhauled it, and made now the most successful franchise model in the world, known as McDonald's.
Yes.
Well, we know that Mr. Kroc could get, to put it kindly, a little aggressive. And so one franchise group, their agreement was up for renewal, and Mr. Kroc decided he wanted to up their franchise fees significantly. They said no. So this group decided we're going to break away from Mr. Kroc. We're going to make our own fast food chain, Scotty's. Scotty's theme, instead of golden arches, was plaid on the table like Scotch tartan, Scotty's. They have the Scotty Burger and a Jolt Cola. Those are their mainstay dishes. Mr. Kroc immediately called his lawyers and said, make Scotty stop. Make it stop. And I ask you, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Make Scotty stop.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
Yeah. I watched the movie. You know what? As much as people say that Mr. Kroc was a genius. I don't care what anybody say. That guy was a genius. What did he think about? Instead of making money on fast food and the food items, I'm going to make money on real estate. Isn't McDonald's one of the largest
landholders
in the world?
Yep.
That's privately, they're not other than the government.
The success, I'd heard at one time, the success of a McDonald's franchise, if one opens up, is north of 90%. I mean, you open it up, it's going to make money. You follow their model, they have everything set out for you. You just got to have the cash to lay down, right?
I know of a couple of guys that own four or five franchises. And
I think the weird thing is the guys he got the idea from, he promised them a little tiny override.
Right.
Lied about putting it in the contract and never gave them a dime. They died.
But guess what? Yeah, it is. But what's interesting about that is that a lot of times happens. The brainchild's behind making these things right, but they're not good marketing. This guy was a marketing genius.
He was
a marketing genius.
Absolutely.
Okay. The answer is I'm going to say it's a case, and I'm going to say that Scotty's loses, because I've never heard of Scotty's, so that means that they must have lost and shut down. But there is a recent lawsuit against a Utah company that was competing against In-N-Out Burger that had a similar theme, and In-N-Out Burger sued them, and it shut the company down. And one of the biggest issues here that even I have a little bit of a problem with is McDonald's has got all the money in the world to beat Scotty's to the ground. And whether it's good or bad or right or wrong, that's the scary part about it is maybe Scotty's could have legally done what they do, but they couldn't fight the McDonald's
money. Can buy power, right?
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying Scotty loses, they go away, McDonald's wins and says you're copying some of our trade secrets that they probably signed a contract says you can't in the franchise agreement you cannot do this or that, and they breached it, and McDonald's wins, Scotty's goes away, and now there is no such thing as Scotty's Burgers.
What say you, Mr. Kunin?
Well, I always have to ask, why is Cal asking this? What is interesting about this case? Because it seems like it would be just a run-of-the-mill case if they're copying the business plan and what have you. And
what have you?
That's what have you.
And what not?
And what not? I did not say that.
I did exactly what you almost said.
I said in what have you? I didn't say and what not. But I think the thing that makes this interesting, and I won't say the movie, but I believe that this scenario may have been the basis for a subplot in a very famous movie that came out, I believe, in the 80s. And
what movie would that be?
And I will say it after the break so that people come back. All but right. I am going to say that this is a case. I'm going to say that Scotty's loses. But the thing that makes this interesting is that this, I believe, is the scenario that laid the groundwork for the movie.
Interesting. Ooh. Ms. Dirks, so are you saying this is a case of Scotty's loses just like Fred?
Yes.
Okay. And Denise, what say you?
I think it's the case, too, darn it.
You want to go the opposite?
I do. I just want to, play some strategery.
Do it. Just do it. Go out.
No, every time you say do it, I lose.
Well, she's got a point there.
Quick, do it quick.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say that it is a case and Scotty wins.
All right, we're going to be back with case or no case. You got a little bit, one extra point you can make there. So we're going to be back to find out what happens with Scotty's.
All right, now don't forget that you're welcome to weigh in. You can weigh in on our Twitter account. You can send an email, info@radiolawtalk.com. Most importantly, you can just keep listening to the show, and momentarily we'll tell you how it all comes out right here on Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Legal political services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride. And watch this pattern shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you serious? Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, we're talking about the case or no case. This is interesting. The question is, Ray Kroc, the famous McDonald's guy. I've got to say something anecdotally. It's just anecdotal, but it's on my mind, and I didn't want to say it. I'm saying it. The funniest video I saw the other day is a video of a guy that dresses up as a McDonald's, as Ronald McDonald. He dresses up just like him. And he goes into the Burger King. He's like, hey, You're messing with me, man. He says all these funny things, and he'll go, you know, he just, it's just
that
funny. Cause it's totally anecdotal, but it's the funniest
I love it.
Thing to watch this guy dress up as the Ronald. And he'll pull up at the Burger King drive through and he'll order something. He's in his Ronald McDonald suit. And then he's like, wait a minute, man, I don't like this. This isn't as good as mine. And, anyway, so, okay, anecdotal.
That's great. The premise here is that a group of franchisees broke away from McDonald's, started a chain known as Scotty's in the Midwest. And Ray Kroc tried to sue them to stop them, claiming they were taking, violating a franchise agreement. Now, all of you said that this was not a case. Am I correct?
No, we all said it is a case.
Oh, that's what you said.
It is a case. Denise said, Todd and I said that Scotty's loses, and Denise said Scotty's wins.
Well, for those of you who said it was a case, Miss, that would be all three of you. Oh, so sad.
Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
It's a scenario.
Let me explain what happened.
All right. All right.
Okay. Scotty's did, in fact, start up. They ended up being very successful and became a target for a takeover because of their ability to compete with McDonald's in the same markets. So eventually, they were bought out by Hardee's, who was eventually bought out by Carl's Jr. So most of those Scotty's locations in the Midwest are still in business, all 120 of them, still in business after this little battle with Ray Kroc. Now, the key giveaway should have been Jolt Cola, because they put in there also not only a restaurant chain that was out of business, but a drink you can no longer buy.
Oh, yeah. What was that drink called?
Jolt Cola is what I put in there. So Jolt. I think it's gone. But anyway, I thought it was fun. And much to Denise's chagrin, that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
You should have, Denise. I told you.
This case.
The opposite.
Or no case.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scotty's is still going? Are they called Scotty's?
No,
or are
they took them over. My understanding is, based on the limited research I did in the newspaper article I read, they are still going as Hardee's and or Carl's Jr.
Gotcha.
So they just went and bought them out. So that's a good location.
There is a Scotty's drive-in in Forest Grove, Oregon.
Yeah, they're still making.
But that's just that's not probably.
That's one. It's not part of the chain.
Yeah, it's not part of the chain. It's probably just someone that's the Scotty's.
But it's kind of a cool thing that people took on Ray Kroc, and in a sense they won. They got bought out.
Yeah, but good for them.
By the way, the movie that I referenced, I said I thought it might. It was Coming to America with Eddie Murphy, and because there was the love interest that he had. Her father ran a restaurant called McDowell's, and it had arches and everything, and there's even one scene where he's pulling out the McDonald's employee manual or the store manual and reading through it so that he can know how to run his business. And so I thought, well, yeah, it might have been what it was based on.
Or whatnot.
There had to be something wrong in the contract.
Well, obviously, but they're not the only ones to have tried to take on Ray Kroc. Most have lost. Scotty's is the only one I could find where they actually were able to get to the point where they could sell out, you know, which was good for Hardee's because they just changed all the equipment on the inside.
So you're talking about if I want to start, I'm thinking of starting a restaurant and call it Big Smack. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you can have a burger called the Big Smack.
Big Smack, it'll be good.
Or in a drug town, people would say, now we're talking.
That's right.
Well, the interesting is one of those restaurants, and they still call them Hardee's in the South and over there, even though it's part of the Carl's Jr. franchise. And they don't have the same things on the menu. When I was living in Northeast Tennessee, I went to Hardee's expecting to get some things, and they didn't have them, but a lot were really close.
Was the Hardee's pretty good? Is it pretty good food?
Yeah,
it's charcoil burgers.
It looks like a Burger King kind of?
Yeah, and they had Mama Cass Elliott do their jingle. Hurry on down to Hardee's where the burgers are charcoal broiled, and it was Mama Cass Elliott, ironically, who choked to death on a sandwich.
Tuna. It was a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, it wasn't a burger, but still,
really?
It's just ironic.
I didn't know.
But she's one of my favorite singers ever.
Yeah, so
but Carl's Jr. does offer a thing called the Big Carl, which is a Big Mac, but without the center bun. It's got the same sauce. It looks just like it.
I've tried it.
It tastes like it. They just don't put that center bun in there. I'm waiting for McDonald's to come in and go, that's too close. Come on. Especially given this history.
It's a fascinating segment and all of the interfighting and competition that goes on between food chains and so on. It's pretty interesting.
It is. And how do you come up with something different? Because it's all kind of the same, I guess, a charbroiled thing. I'll tell you what's coming out now that's starting to kind of get big in some of the states that I follow this a little bit, believe it or not. Unfortunately, that's why I'm gaining weight. Is the new, they do the cheese sandwiches, like the gourmet cheese sandwiches.
Oh, the
like,
toasted cheese.
Well, yeah. the toasted cheese sandwiches.
Well, the
like,
cheese that goes over the burger
No. A normal
sandwich.
Toasted cheese sandwich like you make in your grill.
Yeah.
But they do it with chicken and they'll put roast beef in it and they'll do a chicken and Parmesan.
Yeah, cheese and tomato soup are also big franchises
right,
as well.
We've reached the Homer Simpson segment of the show.
But speaking of unique spaces, for example, Outback, you'd think, an Australian company.
Right.
Nope. An American company that researched where they could fit into the market with a unique niche. It's not Australian at all, except in theme. Has nothing to do with Australia, except the name.
Wow.
So it's just interesting.
Does that have anything to do with divorces?
Well, I'm sure if you ate too much Outback or Scotty's, you know.
How does it do with divorces?
It's because at one point in time, Scotty's was part of the McDonald's chain. They had a corporate divorce, and they went by the name Scotty's after that. So there we go. There's our segue.
Perfect.
Segue into Justin Hartley's divorce. Denise, tell us about Justin Hartley's divorce.
Well, Justin Hartley and his wife.
Who is he?
He's Kevin. He plays Kevin on This Is Us. So he plays the brother that was the Manny actor and has struggled with addiction. But he's a very caring person.
On the show.
On the show. And that show is just hot. That show's been on for a long time.
Never seen it.
It's good.
Nor I. Yeah,
it's really good.
And the wife's on Selling Sunset?
Yes, which that I've never seen, so I can't tell you what that's about. What I can say is that they were only married for 2 years. They've been together literally all the way up until November 22nd when Kevin files for divorce. So there's going to be a lot more to talk about when we come back because there's some theories as why he filed and what he's trying to protect.
Is this the character or the real actor?
The key thing is the date
of separation.
All right, we're going to talk all about that. Hold on. We're going to be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said it successfully performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. The test possibly involved technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the continental United States. On his way to the Army-Navy football game,
President Trump had this to say.
I'd be surprised if North Korea acted hostily. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I think we both want to keep it that way.
The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the administration for major concessions as it approaches an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. And don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we're talking about Justin Hartley's divorce and Denise here. Todd's going to bring up in a second a little tidbit of why the divorce is occurring now or why there were certain dates that occurred in the separation divorce. Denise.
Well, it was a shock to everybody that he filed because they've been married, you know, just 2 years. Apparently, they had different goals in marriage. She wanted to start having children and settle down. But he is kind of at the height now of his career, and he plays Kevin on This Is Us, and he has been in several different daytime soap operas, and he has won awards and things. And they say right now his net worth is about $7
million.
$7 million?
That's nothing.
No, it's not much. Yeah. Well, he's on the rise, though.
Yeah, right.
So Chriselle, she basically said, I feel like he's got a lucrative deal that he's signing or will sign, and he wanted to make sure that I don't get a piece of it. And that seems to be likely. And the minute he filed, okay, so they were together. He claims in his petition for dissolution of marriage that they separated on July 8th, 2019. That date is important because the date of separation is when the community ends, and anything that he enters into contract-wise after that is going to be his own separate property. Anything he earns would be a separate property. So, but she says they were together right up until the day he filed, which was on November 22nd, 2019. So it's setting the stage now for there to be, have to be a bifurcated preliminary trial based upon what the true date of separation is.
Bifurcated meaning they'd have to determine the date separation before they went on to the other stuff?
The property.
What does that mean?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So the date of separation in court and have a legal determination, and then they would have the division of the assets.
What determines this? Is that a document thing that you file, or do you just move out? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it's codified now. That's a very interesting thing because it's not as easy. Well, it's kind of convoluted, and it got really convoluted when the Supreme Court, this California Supreme Court, touched it. It used to be for years and years that you just had to have objective and subjective factors. Objective factors, you move out, you change your account. Subjective, you tell your spouse, I want a divorce. Your actions are showing that you want the separation. Then it went up to the Supreme Court, and in the Supreme Court, they kind of messed it up a little bit because they left open questions about, they raised questions about you have to be physically and financially separated now. Well, during that time frame, we had a downturn in the economy, and a lot of people seriously could not move out.
Right.
They had to divide and sell their home before they could move out. So there was a footnote in that Supreme Court decision that said, we're not determining that issue of whether or not that's a physical separation or not. But you have to be physically and financially, at the very least, have your own account set up and no longer have marital relations.
So the case you're talking about is In Re, or Marriage of Davis.
Yes.
It was a 2015 case. Now, I am divorced, and my divorce took place 5 years before this case. And when we established the date of separation, we relied upon the fact that although still living under the same roof, we had manifest an intention to divorce, to separate, and that was good, even though the date that we got separate addresses was after the initial date.
Oh, the way you could tell that is she moved the Nintendo into another room for you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And whatnot.
And then put a door lock on it on the outside.
But the cats went in the other room.
Exactly. But here's what the court said that really threw the monkey wrench into things. It said, and I quote, earnings and accumulations of a spouse while living separate and apart from each other are separate property of the spouse. And this means and has always meant that physical separation cannot occur until the spouses are living in two different addresses. And so that was a problem.
Right.
So then the legislature says, yeah, we don't like that law. So they passed and added family court, Section 70.
70.
And Section 70 now has a two-part test.
I thought it was three.
Well, it might be a third part, but yeah. The first part says a date of separation means when both of these things have occurred. One, the spouse has expressed to the other spouse his or her intent to end the marriage.
Which is the subjective component that we previously had.
And two, the conduct of the spouse is consistent with his or her intent to end the marriage. So it's back to what everybody thought it was, moving into separate bedrooms in the same house, different wings. They know they want to get divorced, even though they have the same address, if you will, for purposes of, for whatever reason they have it.
Doesn't it also have a financial component?
Well, it says here, not in Section 70. There may be another one. There may be another one just below it. But the important thing here is, I would be curious as this goes on, how is it that the two parties can have such, in Hartley and, what's her name, Summers or Hartley, in this case.
Yeah, Hartley and Chriselle.
How is it that they can have such different beliefs on the date of separation if the very first criteria is making making your feelings expressed and known to the other that you want to terminate the marriage? So you can't do it if you've been hiding the entire time, right?
Yeah, but everybody was is in an agreement they were having a hard time in their marriage because they had two different views of what they were doing. Were the words, I divorce you, even, you know, mentioned? We don't know. That's going to come down to testimony.
That's going to have to.
And if somebody raised a divorce, I mean, you've got a subjective divorce discussion.
So does that include intimate relations?
It absolutely does.
So what if, like, you just had a fling, like, I got to just... let me come on over just for one. And that's like, does that start it all over again?
It does.
That starts this date.
It's like the statute of limitations in debt collection, you know. Statute of limitations in debt collection is 4 years. But if at 3 years and 11 months and 29 days, the credit card company calls you and says, hey, can you just make a $5 payment? And you say, all right, I'll do that. I'll make a $5. You got another 4 years to go.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's it. So you want to hook up? Now we've told it again.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Don't fall for that. No.
I have a lot of cases about that and relations over years.
Who keeps the clock? I mean, both parties just keep their own version of the clock. Wife says, "No, oh, we did this over here on Friday night." I mean, who keeps that clock? Is there like an official record somewhere?
Sure. Each party can take a journal and have a journal or a calendar they keep track of those things on. And often that one of the parties has a reason to want to extend the marriage, such as making it a long-term marriage. And what that means in California is that any marriage that is longer than 10 years or 10 years and longer, it's going to be presumptively a long-term marriage, and potentially long-term spousal support is at issue.
I heard sometimes 19 years. Some are 19
Other
years.
States.
Other states. Depends on your
yes,
state.
It depends. But California's relatively small. It's only 10 years.
But the issue, as I understand it, the issue in this case isn't, I mean, there's no way they'd even come close to a two-year marriage.
No, it's
right?
not. But she's asking for spousal support.
She's asking for spousal support, which, if not a long-term marriage, you can still get it for short-term, but it's a smaller duration. If it's not a long-term, it's usually, what, half the length of the marriage?
There's a presumption that arises when in a case where it's not a long-term marriage that the reasonable period of time to pay the support would be one-half the length of the marriage.
So if they were married for 2 years...
He'd get out in one.
Yeah, and the long and short of it is, this argument is over separate versus community property.
Because he's signing a big contract, right?
I looked at his IMDb, while you were talking here, I looked at his IMDb page, okay, and his career was
going... What is that page?
The IMDb is International Movie Database. It's done by Amazon. You look it up and you can find out everything that an actor's been in of any reputable belief. And... his career was going along right up until about 2016. Now, they dated for 3 years before they got married. And so his career was going along, and even though he got the role in This Is Us, there was no guarantee that was going to be a hit till it started taking off and getting wheels, and they got married at about that time. So he started to see his success after they got married, based upon what you can read the tea leaves in IMDb. And sometimes that causes a person's priorities to change.
And he's gotten several awards now, so he's really, really on the upside. And I think that probably what has happened is that they negotiated new contracts on This Is Us.
Probably.
And he just doesn't, they're not in the same place. He's not ready to settle down and have kids, and she is. And I believe that he probably wants to move on, because he wants to further his career and not settle down at this stage.
Would he be entitled to half of hers?
Yes.
Yeah.
If she has, who knows what she has? I don't know. $7 million, even though it sounds like a lot, is really not that much when it comes to long term. So I know he was like, you're rich people, but I'm just telling you, that's for some of these actors, how much money they make? $7 million is nothing. So we're going to continue to talk about divorce and Rudy Giuliani's divorce. We're going to tell some war stories. Denise got some good war stories without telling about the case, but I've got some interesting cases to talk about. And then after that, we're going to have more fun. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Fred Penny. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Thank you for listening.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So, we've been talking about, it's like the divorce hour, unfortunately. But now Rudy Giuliani talking about he's settling a divorce of his third, I believe this is his third spouse. But some interesting.
He's got a pretty good background. This is what I wanted to say about his background. He was married for 20 years to Donna Hanover. Before that, he was married for 14 years to his second cousin, and that marriage was later annulled. And that's kind of an interesting thought there.
Yeah.
An annulment of a 14-year marriage.
Yes.
Did they have kids on that one? I don't know.
I do believe they did.
Well, there goes the, never mind.
There goes the lack of connubial compromise as a grounds for annulment. Right?
That's what I was going, yeah. So.
It's just interesting because annulments in California are very difficult to get. I don't know which state he got the annulment in.
Probably New York, I would think, but it's interesting. Well, anyway, he's settling this divorce. It's being settled. But some of the interesting things are is how well they're doing, and good for them for doing well. I'm one of those guys. It's like, you know, if you make it, good. You know, good for you. You know, apparently he has a 12,000. The things they fight over are interesting, and that's what we want to go over. Not necessarily what they're fighting over, but what was involved in the divorce. A $12,000 set of cigars that they had to figure out who got what. They're basically have a $230,000 monthly income expense is what
it's
they
their
have to
budget.
Run
That's their what budget. We trust
their
them.
Budget is $230,000 a month.
How do they get by? Oh my.
They spend $35,000 a month on one home.
Do you remember back in the day, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker?
Oh yeah.
I remember when that all thing went awry and Jim was being prosecuted and all that. I remember Tammy Faye with the heavy mascara on. I'm down to my last $300,000, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And everybody's
this
in their
the
south,
80s,
and everybody in the south is going, for $300,000, I could retire. What are you talking about? Yeah. And you know, but it doesn't last them very long with their expense.
Yeah. So Giuliani and his current wife, they have six houses. They are, belong to 11 country club, golf country clubs.
Or clubs of some sort.
Yes,
some
memberships.
Not, yeah, it depends what the membership
is. Right, and then they spend more than $7,000 a month on fountain pens.
Well, there's a lot of correspondence that has to occur.
$7,000 a month, or is it
yes.
Just, or just $7,000 in fountain pens?
No, it's a month.
I like fountain pens.
Yes, and then $12,000 a month on his cigars. Those are their budgets.
Is that a month or is that a, like, I didn't know that that was their budget.
Yeah, no, that's a month.
You suppose and he's like in a club, Denise, for cigars and fountain pens or something? Or it's just a monthly membership?
That's right.
I think that's what it is.
It was a $230,000 monthly budget, became public, and that included six houses, 11 country club memberships, you got to pay dues on, more than $7,000 on fountain pens. That's per month.
You think it's got his name on it? He's giving out fountain pens.
I'm sure it's maybe.
A promotion.
They're made from real fountains.
Yeah.
And real ink.
Yes.
So her stipend, the court ordered when they separated, a stipend of $500,000 a year is the first stipend. And she's obviously saying, I need more than that. But I didn't realize, that's why you got to be careful about having an open divorce, you know. I didn't realize how much he made at the law firm that he works at. At the law firm.
At the previous firm.
Yeah. He earned, well, yeah, but as in, he was there quite some time. $7.9 million a year in 2016 and $9.5 million a year at the law firm in 2017. Todd Kunin, you are in the wrong law firm and legal business.
Yes and no. I will say this. I firmly believe I could probably make more money as a lawyer than I make, but I value my time with my kids. My son's 14. He's never going to be this age again. Once they're 18 and gone, I don't have that, and it's just me with them. And when I see in the news, putting aside politics, when I see just the amount of time Giuliani spends on travel and dealing with his arguably most prominent client,
right?
I can't imagine there's a whole lot of personal time left for him. And to me, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. And $12,000 a year you can live on, right?
I have been.
So this is one of the fun things about this is most of the properties are listed in Giuliani's name.
Right.
It's not Manhattan.
No, it's hold on, I'll think of it. Go ahead, keep going.
It's on the beach.
On the beach, hold on, I'll think of it. It's
Hamptons.
Nantucket.
Hamptons.
Yes. Where do you summer? I summer at the Hamptons up in upstate New York.
So the Hamptons is in her name only, and there's $42,000 associated with upkeep of that house.
A month
that she is having to handle herself. That's why she's claiming the $500,000 stipend is not enough.
Well, here's the $500,000 a year.
Yes.
Same. Well, here's the biggest issue, I think, and it's sad. This is sad. Is Giuliani's claiming, that's Rudy is claiming, that she ran off with his controls, the cable box, silverware plates, which now she's hoarding, and this is forcing him to watch TV shows on his iPad.
Yes.
The fact that the woman took the remote control, my opinion, was phenomenal. That is a smart thing to do.
Oh,
if
the
my
humanity,
wife,
Fred.
If my wife took my remote control, she would have the upper hand. I'd be going, all right, what do you want? You know, all right, the next 10 years, all my salary. Okay, give me the remote control back. You win.
And then they got into this little beef inside the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And that Rudy was complaining because everywhere he went, she would show up. And she was complaining that he looked at her threatening. And, of course, it was not enough information for either of them to get a domestic violence restraining order.
Right.
So what did the court do? He said, I'm tired of hearing about Mr. Giuliani's personal life. Whoever is in the room first is allowed to stay in that room.
You see him running like him? pushing each other apart.
Play nice, people. Play nice. It's hard to do, though, isn't it, for some reason, some people?
I don't know. I've never been divorced, thank heavens.
Yeah, nor I, thank goodness.
And you know what? Here's the interesting thing. What people, Denise, argue about, I know of one. A case that a person I know very well that had to deal with, they don't forget, some of these lawyers are very expensive. You can get the price of a divorce lawyer. I know, Denise, you do it. Or they could be really expensive ones, and then it just depends. And these were high-powered divorce lawyers, and they fought over a chair. And these lawyers had to prepare motions and arguments over a chair. And just think of the money. I think the estimate was $6,000 they spent on lawyers' fees over this chair that probably was worth, you know, $500.
I've had former clients that were fighting over the sex toys.
What?
Absolutely.
Well, didn't you say one? Was it Todd? You said that you've had one that you knew about that they were the Beanie Babies or whatever.
Yeah, they had a stuffed animal collection, and they were both in pro per. Neither one had a lawyer. And so they went to court. They took the whole collection into court and argued over what stuff was worth and who should get it. They're in the court while the court just looked and said, all right, that one goes. I mean, it's like Tinder for Beanie Babies. Swipe left, swipe right. But that's the one that I heard about from a friend of mine that actually saw it in court. But I have another one that is the craziest thing that I ever saw. It was a doctor. And the doctor and his wife got divorced. And while they were married, he had donated his kidney to her. And so in the divorce, he said, I either want my kidney back or $1.5 million for the kidney, because he alleged she had an affair, and so he wants it back. And the court said, if I awarded you the $1.5 million, arguably that would fall under the violation of law for trafficking in human organs. So he didn't get it. But the guy wanted his kidney or $1.5 million.
I've had cases where people have been enhanced or had surgeries that were discretionary type of surgeries, and the other spouse argues that I want the money back because I'm not going to be enjoying them anymore. And that's been denied by the judge. Judge said, you got it for a period of time. You got what you paid for.
Can you see that argument sitting in court? I was like, wait a minute. There's nobody in court now. We're about ready to argue the enhancement case and who gets what out of it. All of a sudden, the 100 people in court right now listening.
Well, what if the guy says, I didn't get any use and enjoyment during the marriage. That's why I'm getting divorced.
That's exactly right.
And I paid for those.
In fact, George got to enjoy them more than I did.
There's a recent case also on custody of the parrot. And they agreed to a restraint that they would not teach the parrot to say anything negative about the other person.
That's
a fight. It's a custodial fight over a parrot.
No disparaging comments in front of the parent.
Well, thanks for joining us. We had a great time. Remember, if you want to hear our podcast, go to RadioLawTalk.com. We will still be going. Stay tuned.
Polly, what a jerk.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The program continues after this.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.